Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Let's give God the glory. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. You are. We dare not come into his presence without giving him the glory. We will not be distracted. Hallelujah. He deserves it because there's none like you. There's none like you, God. There's not one thing, one person, one object, no other deity, no other entity that is like you, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God. We tell you we love you, Lord. We tell you that we adore you today. Oh God, it may have been times that we didn't give it to you as much as we should, or we got so wrapped up with the cares of this world, God, that it consumed us. But right now, God, we want to glorify you, Lord. We want to give you our best praise, God. With every muscle and every fiber in our being, we dare not allow the rocks cry out for us, God. Oh God, we calling on your name. We calling on your name, Jesus. Oh God, we trust you. We trust you, God. It's too many times in our lives that we have a tendency of not trusting God with any and everything in us. We have a tendency of looking at that situation, or worrying about that concern, or allowing ourselves to be deceived by what we see and what we hear. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of not opening up ourselves at the opportune moment that he may be able to enter in and do what he do best, and as simply to see about us. We've been so distracted and focused on the things that's going on in our lives and the circumstances and the situations that we do not allow ourselves to become freed from that thing that consumes us, from that person that defrauds us. It's so many times, y'all,
we expect to see the glory
that we even put our own hands in the way, especially after we done prayed about it. We've been waiting on it, and we looking for a change, y'all. We expecting a change. We trying to find a change, but we still can't see that change, even if it's within our own selves. Oh God, touch us today, Lord. Touch us in our minds, Jesus. Touch us in our hearts, God. Touch our situations. Give us the clarity that we need, God. Give us the clarity that we need, Lord, to simply trust you, God, with our finances. To trust you, God, with our living situations. To trust you, God, with our employment. To trust you, God, with our families. To trust you, God, with our children. To trust you, God, with our very lives, Lord, in every decision that we make. Oh, mama, nidalokosia. Help us today, God. And give us that clarity that we need. Give us that understanding that we may know without a shadow of a doubt it is nidalokosia. He come nidalokosana. That it nidalokosana. That it nidalokosana. Hiya, mama, nidalokosia. That it is you, God. And it is you all by yourself. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want y'all to write down that thing that's disturbing you. That situation that's consuming you. That problem that got you in the way of your own self. Doing things your own self. Oh, yeah. Hire the local, shine the local, son. Oh God, touch right now. Open up our hearts that we may be able to receive. Open up our minds that we may be able to accept. Open up our bodies that your spirit will consume us today. Oh God, there's nobody like you. Now then and to come. Lord, we call in on your name. Hiya de locosia. Write down this stuff. There's none like God. I cannot reiterate it enough. Jesus. 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 Let's tell how long you've been waiting. Baby, it's a blessing in the present. Believe that. It don't matter how many hiccups that you think or believe that you have come across or stumbling blocks or you think somebody can stand in the way. Let me tell you something, baby. A barricade cannot stop God or prevent God from doing what he's going to do in our lives. Did y'all hear what I say? Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus. Jesus. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Oh God. Write down all this stuff. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the honor, God. It is you. It is you, God. You are our peace. You are our clarity. You are our hope. You, God, are our direction. Jesus. Jesus. Lord, break that cycle that your people keep repeating that's preventing them, Father God, from entering into their inheritance in you. Loose the chains, God, that's causing your people to continue to gravitate to. Unlink some things, God. I just see some links. God is going to unlink some things. He going to move some people out of your life that's linked to you, that's causing you not to walk in your purpose in him. Hey! Jesus. 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 Haya mahanidilokosana. He's gonna unlink some things in your mind that has caused you to wrap that chain around your neurons in your thought process that your mind cannot be regulated by him. Yeah, he's gonna unlink some things. That has attached itself to you and governing over everything in your life. He unlinking some things today. Jesus. Jesus. Do it, Lord. It's all about his glory, y'all. Yeah, you, this song is just ministering to me. I don't know about nobody else. We so in tune in our own selves, in our own thoughts, until we can't get in tune with the Lord. That's why we are not yet saved. And when he says saved, he's talking about from all the stuff. None like you, God. Jesus. We bless you. We bless you and we write down all this stuff. We write down all this stuff. We even standing in a gap for some folks. lives. Because sometimes we need to study the gap for our children and our husband and our wives and our families and that enemy. Study the gap for your enemies today. Jesus. That person that keep coming up against you. That one that keep antagonizing you. Disrespecting you. Yeah. Stand in the gap. We dare not be delusional and deranged. I bind up that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my middle son. Jesus. Do me a favor, Prophet Stephanie. Anoint Daniela's feet for me. Jesus. 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 Look around, church. Let's just look at God today. Look around. Just stop pondering and thinking about what he has did for you. Not what he's doing with nobody else. Or what he is about to do. Think about what he did for you. Maybe you wouldn't be able to help but to praise him. How he done moved some things and done shuffled some things and done settled some things and done closed some things. How he opened up some things. Hey! Jesus. 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 Hiya, Baba, Shelo Kosia. Iko mane ke toko na masana. Hatoko leraka shene. Hiya mata kosane. Uli leraka shene meke se. Haya bahashete ke noho ha. Hilo koshane. Jesus. 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 I tell you to call on the name. Jesus. I tell you to open up your mouth and call on that name. Jesus. 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 I see y'all writing. After you get to writing that stuff down, put it on the altar. Don't hold on to it. Jesus, please walk on the outside of the aisles. Jesus. 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 Everything that happens in our lives is completely and totally intentional. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Baby right here,
you love me too.
The Lord has his hands on that child right there, that one right there, huh? Jesus. The Lord is going to give him a voice that's going to be heard in the nations. Y'all will see. What's his name, EDB? Zari. Y'all remember that name? Zari. Oh God, we lift Zari up to you today, God. As a vessel unto you, Jesus. That the sound rub his lips with that oil, that the sound will ring in the ears of every nation, every tongue, every nationality, every culture, every race. Let it ring. The Lord say it's gonna ring with power. Jesus. Oh my mind. Jesus. 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 After you anoint any bitty feet, Lisa, I want you to anoint every individual's feet in this sanctuary. After her, I want you to anoint this young lady's feet right here. No, sit back down, please. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody has to move out their seat. We're coming to you. Jesus. Jesus. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. God is moving right now. He's moving right now. He's moving right now. Hallelujah. 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 And then do all the adults first and then go to the children. Hallelujah. Mary, the Lord says, Don't you keep worrying about that situation. He already done told you he was going to do it. It's going to be favor on your behalf. I want you just to believe and just trust God right now. That's it. The Lord said it don't matter what nobody say in a text, whether they call you or whether they threaten you to put fear inside of you as a woman or a mother. He says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He never said it wasn't going to form. So don't be afraid. Shake it off. Come on. Shake it off. Stand up, baby, and shake it off. Stand up and shake it off. Just shake it off. Just shake it off. Yeah. Close your eyes and just give it to him. Talk to him. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you desire, baby. Don't worry about nobody in here. Don't even worry about the kids. You know we got them. Just shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it all off. Thank you, Jesus. Lord of love. Haya Mahashanirokosia. Jesus. Jesus. Lord of love. You are well. The doors is just opening for you. The doors opening for you because of your heart. Because of your heart. The sincerity of your heart. You may get mad and talk smack, but you ain't nothing that you say. You everything opposite, said the Lord. Oh, Baba, share the local sana. Oh, Mama, Nene, Nioko Shana. I just see doors just swinging open for you. In every area of your life. See, God done already said he was going to do something. He said, I will perform that thing that I spoke. That's what he said. What it look like. Disregard it if you want to. Sweep it under the rug if you please. God is a God that cannot lie. We're going to the book of James. My God. I want y'all to drop all this stuff, put all this stuff to the side. Don't allow yourself to be all messed up and all wrapped up in your mind about absolutely nothing. When you're walking in the door, grab yellow sheets of paper and red pens and start writing down all that stuff. The Lord says he's going to give you the desires of your heart. You'll see. He didn't say he gonna give you what you want. It's a difference. He said he gonna give you the desires of your heart. It's a difference between wants and desires, baby. Jesus. Awesome God. My God. My God. Prophetess, anoint her feet for me. Jesus. ain't seen nothing yet. To the book of James, chapter 1. Jesus. You guys today that it's so many times in our lives that we allow our situations and our concerns and our worries and our problems to consume us and put us in a place where it causes us to waver. It gets us to a place of doubting, believing it's too good to be true. I know God is real. I know He can heal. He can deliver. I know He can break every chain. I know He can mend every broken heart. I know He can put us in mental stability. I know. But see, what we don't understand is that it is all part of our making, not a breaking. I'm gonna prove it. Jesus. We done prayed for some stuff. We done asked the Lord to do some things for us. And we've been waiting. It's different kind of waitings that you can do though. Or you can wait with uncertainties. You can even wait with sureties, and yet you can wait with unsureties. See, you can wait in hopes, or you can wait in knowing. The worst of all is to wait in fear. Yeah, that's the worst. See, the waiting process is what will take us to that place of wait a minute, or we'll just stand here. It'll make us go around in a circle. See, the waiting is, can I say, versatile? It causes our emotions to become insalvageable. Are y'all listening? Are y'all listening? See, the way. I done prayed for it, Lord. I'm waiting on it. I believe what you're saying because I know that you are not a God that shall lie. I am going to trust you, but it's hard for me to trust you because I can't see it, I can't touch it, and neither is it coming to fruition. So it puts me in a place of hopelessness, fear, doubt. The wrong stuff that we lift up. The wrong stuff. The book of James, chapter 1. The book of James, chapter 1. Because there's a lot of stuff that we don't understand. And And the reason why we don't understand it is because of what we're going through or even what we are experiencing. Jesus. James chapter 1. The name of the sermon today is Doubts of the Mind. And then there's a colon behind it. And then he got four more words. Fear not. It's coming. Yeah. You be coming right on time, don't you think? Oh, Lord. Doubts of the mind. And then it's a colon. Fear not. It's coming. It's coming. Believe that. See, because we have not yet received it, or it has not yet came, or it has not yet come to fruition, or it's been a long time, or I've been in this place for a moment, Lord, or I've been waiting right here for a second, God, and I'm just trying to figure out, Lord, is it ever going to happen? And then that's when doubt sets in. That's when that wavering sets in, and we get double-minded. Sometimes we believe and sometimes we don't. Oh, baby, we get all discombobulated and get all messed up. But he said, don't get scared. What you scared for? He said, it's coming. See, we be wanting stuff right quick. We so microwavable. You go to God and you be like, Lord, I need it right now. I want you to do this for me right now. You already know what I need. I don't even know why I got to come and ask you again. You don't. He ain't got amnesia. It's coming. It's coming. If he say he gonna heal your family and it ain't happening, it's been some years, and it's coming. Don't be afraid. See, we believe that we're not afraid, we just concerned. Okay? That concern. Before I say that, let me say this. This is how you can recognize that you're scared. Okay? Because you don't know what's next. You scared. Fear not. It's coming. See, when we get to that place of being scared, or we don't know what's next, we get to put our hand to it. What you say, boo? I gotta make it happen. Because if I don't, who is? I gotta figure this thing out. Because I need to know what's next. Because I don't know what's next. But we need to know what's next. And because we need to know what's next, we feel high in the local sea that if we do this or act this or make it, then this is what's gonna be next. And God said, I say, fear not, it's coming. Now what you thought your next was, you're still in that place. You don't know Jack Dilly squad. Did you hear what I say? Are y'all listening this morning? I'm going to say it again. Doubts of the mind. See, we get to doubting things because we think too much. We think too much. Until our mind deceives us. Because we want to go into the what next. Because we don't know what is next. I'm just saying. Let's go to the book. James chapter 1. We're going to start at verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. I'm going to start over again. Doubts of the mind. Then it's a colon. Fear not, it's coming. What is doubt? Doubt is to call into question the truth. Now the Lord had already told you. I'm going to have to turn my back because people going to get mad at me. Now he done already told you what he going to do. Then he told you again. Then he gave you a vision of it. Hold on. He didn't even gave you the plan. So I'm confused. I'm confused. Why is it troubling your mind? Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Bible says that he is the Word, right? The Bible also says that he can't lie, right? Can I read doubt again? It's to call into question the truth of. Why are you questioning God if he the truth? Now his word, he say my word won't return unto me void. So if he done spoke it, you done read it, he done said it again, then gave you the vision, then gave you the plan and the dream. Say that sit in that song. That's it and that's all. Why do we doubt? Because I ain't seen it. I can't touch it. I can't feel it. And I've been waiting a long time and I'm tired of waiting. Now, you say that you will supply all my needs. You ain't give me what I need, and you know exactly what I need. He said, I have supplied all your needs. It's something that you just want. I'm just saying. You want this thing. See, you get a shut off notice. You want the money to pay that bill. Did I say that was a diver temptation? Wait a minute, hold it. I'm getting ahead of myself. What is doubt? To be uncertain of, to lack trust or confidence in, or to fear. A feeling or attitude that one does not know the truth, the truthfulness, or trustworthiness of someone or something. What is to come? Doubts of the mind. Fear not is coming. What is coming? To arrive in due course. To reach a condition or a conclusion. See, we don't want to get to the conclusion of the matter. Let me sit up here and tell you something. God may speak something in your life or tell you something that's going on inside of your life, baby, because he already wrote the story. He's telling you the conclusion of it. He never told you what you had to do through. He never tell you what you got to go through. I'm going to say it again, because y'all didn't hear me when I said it. He didn't tell you what you got to through. I ain't say do. Because sometimes, baby, you got to throw some stuff away. You got to throw that thought away. I want y'all to pay attention to every word that he had me to say today. Because it may sound like one thing, but it's actually something else. He ain't say what you got to do. He said what you got to throw. Or what you got to go through. Because sometimes you got to be like, I am through with that. I'm through thinking like that. I'm through feeling like that. I'm through believing that. I'm through speaking that. I'm through acting that. I'm through reacting that. I'm through. Okay, let's start over. Sometimes you got to be through with some stuff. And some people and some thoughts and some conditions. and some whereabouts and goabouts and talkabouts and whatabouts. You got to just be through. I'm just saying. See, to come to is to reach a condition or a conclusion. It's to advance. It's to rise or improve in rank and or a condition toward what? Accomplishments. It's a scripture in the Bible that says God is a God of succession. So you got to first believe the truth. And what is the truth? His word. He said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Everybody know that his thoughts ain't like ours. So why are you trying to think like him? Get your hands off of it. Say, I'm just going to take my hands off of it. I'm going to be through with that. I'm going to be through with that. I'm not going to allow myself to throw myself in that when I got to go through that. I'm just going to be through with that. I'm not going to throw myself into that as I go through that. I'm just going to be through with that. That attitude I have that, oh, he'll do it for them, but he won't do it for me. That ain't what he said. That ain't what he said. So be through with that. The Bible said, what a man thinketh, so shall he be. He said, you got power in your tongue, baby. You can speak to that thing, and all you need to believe is just a lint size. You ain't got to have a whole lot of it. Just a lint size. Your lint size belief. I'm all ahead of myself. When I start reading the scriptures, y'all see what I'm talking about. That lit size belief can activate a mountain size, what? Say actuality. See, because we want some things to come into actuality. We want some things to come into realization. But they can't come into realization because of what? Our thoughts. Some things come into actuality. See, the actuality of it all is the realization that activates the knowing. Because you cannot know unless you experience or believe it. Did you hear what I said? I may experience it, but in the midst of me experiencing that thing, I gotta believe that I can get through it. Even though I'm going through it, I am gonna be through with it. I'm going back to the book. James chapter 1. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptation. What is diverse? Being of many and various kinds. It's an indefinite number more than one. So you can know that it's going to be all sorts of stuff that's going to come up against you. What is the temptation? Listen to this. It's the pressure to give in to a desire for easy or immediate pleasures. It's something that persuades one to perform an action for pleasure or gain. So, okay. Count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Trying, severely straining the powers of endurance, difficult to endure. So, don't you know it's going to be several things that come to you to tempt you to not want to believe? It's going to be many things that you are going to experience that's going to cause you to want to waver. It's going to be several things that you encounter inside of your life that is going to make you simply want to doubt. You're not doubting because you want to doubt, but you're simply doubting because opposite of what you see and even what he spoke, and is hindering you from believing. How? Because I'm deceived by what I see. Okay, let's rewind a little bit. He is going to speak a thing or say a thing to you. He's giving you the end game, baby. It's the end game. It's the conclusion that's in and that's all. It's the chapter close. It's the next, that you may be able to be elevated by that temptation and not deflated because of that temptation. I'm going to say that one more time. He said, when these many, several, oh, infinity of troubles come towards us, it is not to intimidate you. It's to make you. It will elevate you and not deflate you. Did y'all hear what I say? Baby, it ain't come to break you. Because even in your brokenness, he want to break some things off. So that your faith and your trust in him can be illuminated. By what? How can that happen, Lord? Just believe. That's it. Just believe. Let me show it to you. See, because sometimes, you know, I done heard people say, I don't even know where to begin. I don't even know how to start doing it. I don't even know. Don't nobody know Jack Delia Squad. We just think we do. Listen to this. My brother, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. What is entire? Having no element or part left out, complete or whole in degree, not divided or scattered among several areas of interest or concern, not lacking any part or member that properly belongs to it. I just sat up here and said, baby, he ain't coming to break you. He coming to make you. He wants you to be entirely whole. He don't want you to walk in partiality. He wants you to embrace some things that he done already told you. Because if he done told you, baby, it is simply yes and amen. Because he is not a God that shall lie. I will not give a rat's tail how long it takes. Be patient. It's coming. It's coming. That breakthrough gonna come. That love gonna come. That all that say moolah. It's coming, baby. But see, he got to prepare you. He got to make you. He got to break some things off of you. Because if he give it to you, the Bible says that it may consume you. You may get too wrapped up in that mess. And then we have a tendency of simply forgetting. It's coming. So what you scared of? Lord, I don't even know what's next. I don't know how I'm going to do it or when I'm going to do it, God. I want to do this and I want to do that. You just go to him and you're whining, you're complaining, and you doubt. Let me tell you what he said about that. Listen to this. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, and let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Did he say? That word right there, wanting. See, yeah, I told y'all to pay attention to every word. He said, I gotta calm down. He said, I will supply your every need. So you ain't got to be troubled about that. Okay?
Thank you, Lord.
He just said,
thank you, Lord.
If you wait on what I told you I was going to do, you ain't going to want nothing, baby.
Thank you, Lord.
Did you hear what I said? He just said, if you learn to be patient and anxious for nothing, you're going to get everything you want. Now see, he said in another scripture, if you delight in me, I give you the desires of your heart. I just told that young lady right there. I said, baby, a want and a desire is two different things. Now he just said that if you allow me to break that thing off of you and make you think this kind of way instead of that kind of way, he said, I'm going to make you whole. Then I'm going to give you everything you want. Because you're going to have your stuffing on you. You're going to have your perspectives in tune. You're going to know what to raise up and what to pull down. You're going to know how to fight in war with your fingers and your hands. You ain't gonna want nothing. You ain't gonna covet because I'm giving you everything you want. You ain't gonna be jealous because you already got it. I'm telling y'all what this book say right here. I'm not making it up. The name of the sermon. Doubts of the mind, calling. After the calling, fear not. It's coming. Hold on for a minute. Just wait for a second, see? Because it may take you to get that very thing in a month when it may take me a year. But it's coming. See, because it may be some things that he got to line up in me and prepare me to receive so that when I get that thing I need, I know how to handle what I want. Ha! Are y'all getting me? See, so come on, temptations. Teach me some things so I won't be lacking nothing. That's the book. I just read it. I just read it. I'm not going to be lacking absolutely nothing. Did you? Okay. Let's just go just a little bit further. Because this same ministered to me this morning. Did y'all hear what I say? Some of us get into a place or to a point where we don't know where to begin, know where to start. We don't even know how to get no advice from nobody else because they don't even know either. Okay. Let me tell you, he giving us another gold nugget right here. Listen. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, if you don't know what to do, ask him. Let me tell you how he gonna give it to you, baby. He say, if any of you lack wisdom, if any of you are confused, if you stuck, if you don't know, if you bewildered, if you in a place where you just can't even think straight, he say, ask me and let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. That means he freely give it to you. All you got to do is ask. Listen, and upbraideth not. What do upbraideth mean? Because this is where we mess up at. Let me read y'all the definition first. Upbraid. To criticize someone severely or angrily, because angrily, especially for their personal feelings. This is where we mess up at. First of all, we're afraid to go to God because we think that that thing that we did is so bad that he won't forgive us for it. So when we get ready to go to him, we ask him for that thing, but doubt sets in because we think what we did, how we perform or how we act, he gonna punish us for it and keep us from that good thing. But this is what y'all don't get. If your ways please me, I will not withhold no good thing from you. So listen to this right here. Because I don't want y'all to get confused. Okay? Don't you know you pleasing him when you go to him and repent? Don't you know you pleasing him when you go to him and you ask him to help you? See, this is the kind of wisdom that he'll give you. He'll give you the wisdom to overcome that temptation. He'll give you the wisdom to overcome that doubt in your mind of thinking and believing that you ain't worthy. Hello, you're worthy when he sent his son Jesus. He never said that he was not going to complete the work. He said, I'm going to complete what I begun. God is not a God, I'm going to say it again, a partiality, sweetie. He's a God of fullness. He wants us to walk in the fullness of his glory. It don't matter what you did or how you did it, how long you've been doing it. God says, I don't care. I love you still. And I'm not going to criticize you. I'm not going to bash you. I'm not going to make you feel embarrassed. I'm not going to make you feel shamed. I'm not going to make you feel like I don't love you. I'm not going to make you feel like, what are you doing this for? It's for nothing. He said, come and ask me for some wisdom. Ask me what's next instead of being afraid of what's next. Ask me that. Ask me what to do so I can get to my next. Because I'm trying to get to the next, but I don't even know what's next. Did you? Because we don't know. Let me just go a little deeper. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. They give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not. And it shall is a guarantee, y'all. Be given. Listen to this right here. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Did I say the name of the sermon was the doubts of the man? What is waver? To swing unsteadily back and forth from side to side. What the world is that? See, to waver is to show uncertainty about the right course or action. What is you uncertain about when he done already done told you to ask me what to do? Come to me that I may help you. This is why he's saying, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. What is wavering? To go back and forth. You lean into the side thinking you know what you're doing. And you wonder why your neck hurt. You wonder why you got a cramp in your back. And you wonder why your feet can't. Let me go a little further. Let me just go ahead. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. What that mean? The Bible says that the spirit blows like the wind, whatever and however it wants to. So if you wavering, what you doing? You being tossed into and fro like the wind. I just read it. You don't know which way you're going or which way you're going. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. I don't know what to do next. Now you're scared. You're anxious. You're fearful. You don't know what to do. You can't sleep. And you looking for results. You're calling here and calling there. You up all night trying to write your own plan and vision. He said, come and ask me. Why are you troubling yourself with the troubles of the world when I told you not to trouble about anything? I say cast your cares on me because I care for you. You trying to carry this stuff. You can't carry it. You can't carry any of this stuff because it come heavy. It become burdensome. You can't figure it out. You don't have a solution or the resolution. Listen to this. The Bible says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Doubts of the mind, fear not is coming. I'm trying to help y'all not to doubt. Because if you doubt, you can't have nothing, baby. You don't get it. You don't get it. You don't get the portion. You don't get the inheritance. You don't get the freedom. You don't get the hope. You don't get absolutely nothing because you die. So I'm trying to help y'all not to doubt today so that you can have your portion. See, because doubt don't just stagnate. Say, deny. Doubt causes denial, sweetie. And if you deny your own portion, you should be jealous of somebody else. That's your own fault. I'm just telling the truth. That I'm going to turn my back for a minute and preach to this dog. I'm going to talk to this dog right here. Because when the Lord showed me that the door was open, baby, I believed him, and I didn't just stand at that door. I ran through it. I'm running through every door that he got open for me. I'm not going to stop, and I'm going to keep doing it. If he said the door is open, baby, I believe the door is open. I'm not going to sit there and try to figure out why I ain't going to walk through it yet. I'm just going to sit there and say, I'm waiting on you, Lord, because it's coming. If the Lord say I'm going to be a billionaire, baby, I'm going to believe I'm a billionaire. I'm going to walk in billionaire status. I'm not going to pity pinch, and I'm not going to be selfish. I'm not going to walk around here and think and believe if I spend this, I can't have that, because I know the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything that in it belongs to him, even the silver and the gold. Baby, I believe God. If God tell me, baby, that I'm healed, I know I'm healed. It don't matter what the doctor say. I don't even give a rat's tail what they give me in black and white. I know by his blood, which is written in red, I'm healed, baby. I believe God. I'm not going to doubt absolutely nothing. If he say he going to save my children, I believe he going to save my children. I'm not going to try to figure out when. And I'm not going to criticize them because of their sin. But what I'm going to keep on doing is waiting, because I know it's coming. I know it's coming, baby. I'm not gonna sit here and worry my pretty little head about nothing I ain't got no control over. I'm not gonna try to figure out absolutely nothing. Because guess what? I'm gonna get some sweet sleep. I am. Why? Because I know it's coming. I can't tell you when. I don't know how long I gotta wait. I don't even know why he even making me wait. But in my waiting, I'm gonna be in expectation. In my waiting, I'm gonna speak those things as if though they already were. In my waiting, I'm gonna use this right here, that power he gave me in my tongue, and I'm gonna speak positivity and not negative, because I know it's coming. I know it's coming, baby. I know it's coming. Freedom in the mind. Freedom in the heart. Freedom in the families. Freedom in the finances. Freedom in the entire world, baby. If I know he's my protector, I know no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I may not be able to see how you gonna do it, because they keep messing with me, but I know it's coming. I know it's coming, baby. I know it's coming. Did y'all hear me? That's it. See, I can see the goodness. Why can I see the goodness? I see the goodness because God's glory cannot be hid. Just look around. Seriously. I can see it. If you can see it, and if you believe it, write down all that stuff, because I want you to take it back home with you. And I want you to put all them fears, all them doubts, all the shouts, all the negativity. I want y'all to write all that mess down. And I want y'all to put it on the altar. And then stay on the altar and start praying for yourself. Because I gave y'all what he gave me. That's it and that's all. It's praying time, baby. It's time to go before the throne. and really cast our cares to the Lord, because he cared for us. Come on, somebody. Unknown thing. You don't need to know what he's doing. Just know he's gonna do it. No, you ain't got the answers, y'all. Pay attention to the music he want me to play. Jesus. Write that stuff down. Any and everything, any and every problem, any and every concern. Take your hands off of it. Step back, move to the side, and let God be God. He working some things out. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. If you wrote it down already, please come to the altar. Jesus. that you don't even know he's working on. He's doing some things that you may not even believe that he's doing. There's so many times inside of our lives that we try to do it on our own, or we try to work it out on our own. But let me tell you something. I dare you to cast your cares at his feet right now. I dare you to give it all to him right now. Because he want to fix some things. He want to move some things. He want to shuffle some things. He want to stop some things. Jesus, don't fall apart. Don't worry your pretty little head. It's good that you don't know what he's doing. It's good that you can't see. All you know is that it's God. And it's something good. Something God. Jesus.
I need you to lay your hands on your neighbor's shoulder and tell him something.
Something good. Something God.
Make them look you in the eye and tell them something.
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
You gotta use your preacher voice.
Jesus.
You gotta begin to say something God.
Just know it's something God. Something good, something God.
Let me prophesy.
Jesus.
Something good is about to happen.
Jesus.
Something God.
Jesus.
Is about to take place. Something
Jesus.
God is about to happen. Something God is about to take place.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It's about to happen. You can't have it if you
thank
won't say
you,
it.
Jesus.
Say it's about to take place. Listen, something good is about to happen. Something good.
I don't want y'all to get into a place of thinking and believing that God has forgotten about you. If he said it, it is so. If it's good, it's coming from God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something good. Oh God, we come to you on behalf of these your people. You know any and everything that we're going through. You know any and everything that we have experienced, Father God. And you know all the divers, temptations that has come against your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that caused them to get into a place of belief or koshana, or even believing, Father God, and doubting, Father God, that you're going to do some things all because of some stuff that they did, some reactions that they acted upon, God, or even some thoughts that they have thought, Father. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to swoon your people and let your people know that we shall yield koshana me. That without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you are God. You are the one that brings that keep your promises. You are not the one that will turn your back on us, God, but it be us turning our back on you. But right now, Father God, we casting all our cares at your feet. We give you every problem, every concern, every worry, every fear, every doubt. We giving it to you right now, God. We giving it to you right now, God. And we asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hiya the local shana. Oh Baba, share the local sana. Oh God, we asking you right now, Father God, that you would comfort us, that you would cover us, that you would keep us, that you would hold us, that you would show us, God, that you would keep us in a place of completion, that you would keep us, Father God, in a place, Lord, in the name of Jesus, where we may be akashana. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us, Lord. I'm asking you to help us to be sustained. I'm asking you to give us the courage that we need. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will restore the hope. I'm asking you to lift up the brokenness in the heart. Remove the heart brokenness on today, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will give it, that you will open up our hearts, God. Open it up right now, God, that we may be able to receive. Open up our hearts on today, Father God, that we may be able to accept. Give us a clarity, God, that we need to accept that your word is true. Give us a clarity, God, that we need to accept that you cannot lie. If you spoke it, it is simply yes and amen. Oh God, open up the hearts of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will know without a shadow of a doubt that it's coming. That is coming. Jesus. Oh, mama, nidoloko shan nidalakasia. Oh, baba, shade loco san nidalakasia. Tried to make you think and believe that you are not worthy. But I, God, have put that I put something down inside of you, and you shall lift up a standard unto me. Say it's coming. Good things is coming. I don't care what it look like. Good things are coming. 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 Jesus. That's it. How you the local see? I believe God. I believe any and everything that he said about any and every individual in this sanctuary. I know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or imagine. I know that God is a way maker. I know that God is a way maker. I know that he is a way maker. I know that he can do that thing. I know that he is able. I know that he is able. Jesus. Jesus. Comfort your people, Lord. Comfort your people, Lord, that they may know without a shadow of a doubt. Oh, Baba, share the local sana. Understand the Lord say, don't even worry about your children no more. Some of us mess up. See, the Bible says bear the burdens of one another. So it's a different from being a burden bearer than simply having pity. See, pity and piety is two different things. Piety is compassion and really caring. Pity is doing it because that person make you feel as if you obligated to do it. Are you on? I'm gonna tell you what he's telling you. You don't owe him absolutely nothing. Stop giving you. When you be giving you, it ain't necessarily mean your body is sex. That ain't got, y'all please understand what I'm saying today. You could give you by investing too much time, too much energy, too much of you for absolutely no reason. I'm going to tell you again, and he didn't have me to tell you 30 times. He is not your portion. Don't allow yourself to keep going through these things relatively consistently, says the Lord of hosts. See, warning comes before destruction. We destroy our own selves by just simply giving too much of us. What did he say in the sermon today? Sometimes you just got to be through with going through while you through. Sometimes you just got to be done. Because it ain't nothing you can do. So we put our hands to it and try to fix it. Or try to work it out. Because we think that we can change a person or change a thing or change a situation. But that's not true. You know why? Because you got your hands to it. You in the way. So take your hands off. Step to the side and let him pass. Just let God pass. Let him get through. Because you all in his way. That's right. Get out of his way and let God be God and you stop being you. And then results will take place. Results will take place. Results will take place. Shake it off. Shake it all off. Scream, holler, kick, bite, roll, do whatever you need to do. Enough is enough. Let it all go. We be carrying too much stuff. Shake it off, Augustine. Come on, y'all. Shake it all off. Everybody on the altar. Huh. How's we gonna see the goodness when we keep on looking at the badness? We keep thinking about it. That causes us to doubt. Come on, anoint everybody in their temple for me. Touch the minds of your people, God. Touch the minds of your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will not get into a place of doubting or thinking or believing one thing, God, when you have already spoken a thing. Help your people, Father God, get into the mindset, Lord, that they will be healed, delivered, and set free. Cover your people in their mind on today, Lord, that they may know your koshia. They will know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you are not just concerned about them, but you love them. You got that kind of love that's just unconditional because you say nothing we do, nothing we act, no, none of that stuff will separate your love from us. Lord, cover our children, our grandchildren, our husbands, our wives, now in the cup. Lord, cover us. Comfort us in our mind, Lord, that we will not doubt. Doubts of the mind. Fear not, says the Lord. It's coming. Touch right now, God. Complete the work that you begun inside of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not try to complete something that you begun and they have absolutely not the ability to do so. Remove the scales off the eyes of your people on today, God, that they will not be in a place of fog, Lord. Let Let them not be deceived by what they see or what they hear, but let them simply believe what you say. Because you are a God of truth. You cannot lie, neither can you die, God. There's absolutely nothing that you would not allow to take place in our lives, God. Touch, God. Strengthen your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the midst of the waiting. Let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that patience is working some things in the hearts. Your people, God. You know what each and everybody need individually, God. You know, Lord. Do it for your people right now. You know any and everybody that's on this altar. You know any and everybody, Father God, that's seeking your face right now for healing, wholeness, completion. Even Moses had a stuttering to his voice, and yet he spoke the word of God. Because you believe it. It cannot come to fruition if you doubt or waver. Are y'all following me today? Are y'all following me today? Come on up here. Jesus. Jesus. We cannot receive it if we doubt it. You cannot receive it. The Lord said we ought to be patient. Let his patience have his perfect work. We may want a thing real quick and right now, but we may not be ready for it. He said be patient. The name of the sermon today was Doubts in the Mind, a colon, fear not. It's coming. It's coming, baby. Believe it. If he promised it, it is so. It is so. Our belief is what activates the actuality. This is what I want you to say real quick. Lord, I believe you. See. Everybody on the altar, I want y'all to say it as loud as y'all can. Listen to me. And I want you to say it like you mean it. If you don't believe it, don't say it. You got to say it three times. Lord, I believe it.
Lord, I believe it.
And I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait to see it.
One more time. Lord, I believe it.
Lord, I believe it.
And I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait to see it.
Lord, I believe it.
Lord, I believe it.
And I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see my husband. I can't wait to see my fleet. I can't wait to see it in everything that he said. I can't wait to get everything that he said. I can't wait to see my newborn baby. I can't wait to see my life change. I can't wait to see the verdict of it all. I can't wait to see the deliverance of it all. I can't wait to see my billionaire status. I can't wait to walk in the richness of the Lord. I can't wait to be healed and delivered. I can't wait to see. I'm waiting for the goodness of God. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I believe it, baby, so I know I'm going to receive it. Why? How are you going to receive it, Pastor? Because I accept what he said. I accept what he said. And I believe it. And I can't wait to see it. What he said is, in this life, I'm not going to die before I get mine, baby. I ain't got to wait till I go to heaven to have a mansion. I can't wait to see it. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. In the midst of our waiting, Lord, give us patience. Strengthen us, God, that we may be able to receive it. We didn't accept it, your word. Help us in our unbelief. How about that? Ha. Help us in our unbelief. Because I can't wait to see it. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. My healing. Reconciliation in my marriage. My entrepreneurship. God gave you. God say, I need some more.
Say it, what I tell you. You will not. You may not.
Years ago, the Lord told me to tell this young lady right here that she got the Midas touch. This one right here. Did you hear what I'm saying? Everything she touched. Y'all know the story about Midas, don't y'all? Everything she touched is going to turn into riches. If she do in your hand, you ain't got none. Guess what? It's going to grow. Because she touched it. Did you? If you sick in your body and she touch it, it's going to be here. Is y'all paying attention? The Midas touch comes along with gratuities. Can I touch your hand? Early rain. God says it's raining for you right now. You'll see. You will see. You'll see. You will see. He made you a promise. He made you a promise. For real. He made you a promise. While you live, just live. You're gonna see. You see it? Anybody else see their goodness? Because I sure see mine. I see my goodness. You see your goodness, Ricky Lane? Do you see it, Samir? Because I see it. I see your goodness. I see your goodness. I see all your goodness now. Now, you may not see it for you, but I do. I see your goodness, baby. It's coming. It's coming. I don't care how long it takes, what do you say? Don't doubt in your mind and don't be afraid. It's coming. All that land, it's coming. It's coming. You ain't gonna be ready. Say homestead. Ownership. That's it. Say it. Everybody, good things are coming my way. So many good, I pray for it. I believe it. Good things coming my way. So many good things, not just one good thing, baby. Not just, oh, you feel it now, don't you? It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. That's it. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's got your name on it. Did y'all hear that? It's got your name on it, Midas. It's got your name on it, baby. Can't nobody give you what God has already designed simply for you. Just for you. I just give you just for you. Y'all hear that? Come on, somebody. Let's praise God. Jesus. Why you live right now in this life? Right here in this life. I'm living to see. I can't wait to see. Did you hear me? I'm already praising him in the hallway while I'm waiting to walk through that door. I'ma shout all the way to it. I'ma be like David, baby. I'ma dance my way. I'ma rejoice my way. You hear what I say? And you better get out of my way. I may mow you down, baby. I'm not finna sit up and daddy. I can't wait to see. I ain't kidding. I'm in expectation. I'm in expectation because I know if he said it, it's so. It's just simply yes and amen. I don't care what I see. I don't care what it look like. I don't care how the enemy try to throw them boomerangs in there, which gonna go right back to him. Baby, I can't wait to see what God gonna do next. Don't let me mess around and speak his name. I don't know what he gonna do. Let me mess around and say Jesus. I don't know how many demons running out my way. Let me mess around and say Jesus. I don't know what he gonna say. Be still too. Baby. Right there. Jesus. Get ready, y'all. Fear not. It's coming. Fear not. It's coming. Guess what I'm expecting in my baby right here? Can I tell y'all, and I know it's coming, that all that stop. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Because he just wants some attention. He know folk talking about him. Because that's all he wanted was attention. Now look at him, he cried. Come on, Riley. He just wants some attention. Let him roll on. Don't pick him up. Because I guarantee you he going to get tired of hollering. And I forewarn y'all, don't get mad at the kid. When he get tired of hollering, he going to get up and start swinging. Yeah. Don't get mad at the kid. Just tell him that you bigger than him. I tell him to. He try to bully grown folk. Say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, your word went forth. We thank you for your word. We thank you for giving us that reassurance.
Jesus.
We thank you, God, for your clarity. We thank you for your clarity and for your understanding. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for all the things that you are doing in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe God, y'all. Who believe God for themselves? Come on. Come on, let's give him a hand clap of praise. As we get ready to go to our seats, go to your seat with no doubt, leaving every problem and every concern and every worry on that altar. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can't wait to see. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Is it something that the Lord said that you need to share, Steffi? Thank you, Jesus.
Waiting. And I just saw like a camera, you know, like when you do lights, camera, action. I saw it open and it says access granted. And so we just want to give God the praise and the glory for having granted his access into our lives. Whatever it is, whatever the situation is, whether it's court, whether it's something concerning your family, whether it's concerning you or your children, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the access. Thank you, Lord, for the access. Thank you, Lord.
Smiling because I just see God smiling over us. And earlier when we came to church this morning, I just saw just the gates of heaven being open, gold gates being opened, not just for one but for all of us here at church. And I just want to give God thanks for the open gates, for the access granted, and for all that he's doing. I mean, to you it may seem simple. To some persons, you may believe that God is doing it for them and not for you. But this is why the word that was shared this morning is so timely. Because it says doubt. Doubt calls into question. Well, it's the fear of... Repeat it for me.
I'm a repeat it. It's hard for y'all to understand her. The Lord says that he gave us access to whatever it is that you want. If it's something you prayed for, if it's something that you need, something that you want, or what you've been waiting for, he wants you to be encouraged. He wants you to hold on to it because it is coming. It is coming.
Right. If I'm talking too fast, just let me know. And so even though the word that was shared this morning speaks about doubt and the fact that it's coming, many of you may believe that when it is coming, it may be a case where it's coming tomorrow or next week. But during the time while you're waiting, he wants you to be patient, because in patience, he is developing the fruits of the Spirit within you. His virtue, his patience, long-suffering, kindness, love. So while you're waiting, trust him. Trust him. Praise the Lord.
She says that doubt has a tendency of clouding our minds. But be patient, knowing that it's going to come. And he's stirring the gifts up inside of you with the fruits of the Spirit, the patience, the long suffering. And he's perfecting some things to make sure that you don't deny or forfeit your promise.
Come on, y'all.
No forfeit.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank God for his word. Come on, y'all. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Access. So he gave you guys access to your promises. And having access to something, that means it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. So don't y'all doubt no more, okay? That's why he wanted me to tell y'all that today. Doubts of the mind. Don't be deceived by what you see or what you hear that can hinder what you believe. Trust God, then wait on him. In the midst of your waiting, continue to pray. And just be in expectation, okay? I love you guys so, so much. I hope it was something that was said today that can help you to continue to press and pray, to continue to be encouraged, and that you faint not. Because he says that you will mount up, to mount up as wings as eagle. To mount up, y'all, that means to be raised up. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to go to this scripture just right quick. I ain't here to preach all over again, y'all. I'm not. Isaiah 40 and 31. He says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall, that's a guarantee, renew their strength. To renew is to restore, is to refresh, is to give vigor and perfection, is to make extensive changes in, is to rebuild or begin again after an interruption. Did y'all get that? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. To mount is to rise above, is to launch and carry out something. It's to set on something that elevates. So that thing that you're going through and that you're waiting on and that you've been holding on to, just know that God is going to elevate you in it. He's going to raise you up. Don't faint. Continue to wait. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming. Just hold on just a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer. He can't give it to you right now. You ain't ready. And if you is ready, how about you accept it? To accept it is to believe it. And then you can receive it. I read it to y'all today. If you don't expect anything. You're going to get zilch, zada, nothing, zero, naya, anything else that y'all call that. Yeah, I'm just saying. Father God, touch us in our minds and our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we continue, Father God, to embrace your word, your will, your way, your plan, and your divine purpose. Lord, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in here, God. I'm asking you to cover them and comfort them on today. I'm asking you to continue, Father God, to let them know, God, that all things is going to work for their good. Continue to elevate your people. Continue to rebuild your people. Continue to sustain your people. And we, God, accept any and everything everything that you say, because we know that you are not a God that shall lie. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do, God. We tell you we love you and that we appreciate you, Lord. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I thank the Lord for his word. Come on, y'all. Let's give him another hand clap of praise. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Anybody needing envelopes, please raise your hand. I hope they gave you guys something to drink. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right there, that song right there. What you doing? Don't do it without me. It was beautiful.